Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Ron Paul Institute Year-End Report. It's great to have Daniel with us today. Daniel, welcome to this little report that we're going to give.
Hello, Dr. Paul. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
You know, I remember well the day we organized at your bidding, and we had our first press conference almost 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I was out of Congress, but we were still lingering, and that was an exciting day. Now, a lot of people, our subscribers, probably don't know exactly how this got started. It looks like somebody called it the Ron Paul Institute.
Oh,
how'd that
yeah.
happen? Maybe I started. The truth is you started it. Daniel McAdams started it. It was his idea, and he had worked with me probably 10 years or so, and he did all the foreign policy work for me in the Congress, and he had this idea about starting the Ron Paul Institute. And, of course, I was reluctant. Why do this? Why call it this? But he convinced me it was worth a try. And that's the reason I make him do all the work. And I just come down here and spout off when I can and visit with our supporters. But tell you the truth, Daniel, we're doing better than I expected. I knew you were good. I knew you knew the subject, but I didn't know about the organization. But we have a lot of subscribers. We always could have more, but we're up 150, 160,000. I think that's pretty good. You know, someday maybe we'll have a lot more because we're getting more calls all the time. And you've run some programs, these yearly programs and conferences. They're well attended. And the only problem we have is when we have them, people start calling and they won't let us off the hook. When is the next one going to be? So we hope to expand those constantly. So I'm impressed with the work that you have done. I am so pleased with our supporters because they like what we hear, and it's so appropriate now because trying to figure out foreign policy with the current administration, that's a job and a half. We have the current president trying to work out a foreign policy along with a complex foreign policy of interventionism, so everybody is all over the place. And if you think about all the special interests that are involved in foreign policy, we have to weigh those things and then sort it out and sort out the good parts and the bad part. So you deserve the congratulations, yeah. And thank you very much for being here, you know, when we needed you and getting this program started, which means that you have to stick with us and continue to do the work you've been doing.
Well, it certainly is a pleasure. You know, we launched the Ron Paul Liberty Report as part of the Ron Paul Institute back in 2015, seems like yesterday, but people may not realize that we started from scratch. We had no subscribers, we had nothing. We started from scratch with the idea that we can make our own commentary, we can give the Ron Paul spin, the peace and prosperity spin, on the events of the day. And so from building up from scratch in spring of 15, after just a couple of years of having the Institute, we have built it up now, Dr. Paul, to, as you say, we have over 160,000 subscribers to our YouTube channel. Now, it's not quite funny cats videos, but our topics are a little bit more challenging. And so I salute the people that spend the time watching some tough topics. 160,000 subscribers. And get this, we have done 1,100 episodes of the Ron Paul Liberty Report.
That makes me feel tired.
It does. And sometimes I forget some of the ones we've done. But it's actually become one of our primary outreach tools for the Ron Paul Institute. When we started, it was an adjunct, and now it's sort of come to the front and center. So the Ron Paul Liberty Report is really the way we talk to the world. We just got done talking about Syria recently when the president announced his pullout, and our numbers shot through the roof, so people do turn to us, and I think that makes both of us feel really good.
And you know, we struggled, and we continue to struggle because it takes some money to do this, but we had a special supporter from Houston area, Lee Cook, with Phonoscope. He came through with a lot of equipment, was very helpful to us.
Yes.
But you know, in some ways, you know, we see it as a challenge, but it's easy compared to an interventionist. An interventionist has everything to deal with on this one hand, on this other hand. This, you know, remember in Congress, you'd have these other congressmen, they would have to support all their special interests. But when you talk about liberty and you talk about intervention versus non-intervention, you know, to decide where we stand is rather easy compared to what others go through. So that's one part that I find easy and nice to present the case, but the challenge is that not too many people have yet joined us, but I think the effort that you have put in, and we tend to keep trying at this, is that we are getting some converts.
And we did talk about when you're in a congressional office, how we kind of have it easy because we don't have to tie ourselves into pretzels to figure out how we can please this lobbyist or that. It would basically just apply the principle to the issue. And so it makes it a little easier for us. But, you know, we do have the Liberty Report, but the Ron Paul Institute also is increasingly doing these conferences. And they're so successful. We've had two big conferences this year. You and I went down to South Carolina and had a great crowd, talked to a lot of people, met a lot of people. We did a big Washington conference again this year. Both of them completely sold out. I can't even count how many conferences you spoke at, and I spoke at a couple of extra ones too this year. So we're out there on the speaking tour. We're putting on conferences. So there's a lot of ways of reaching out to people.
Right. And, you know, the one thing that impressed me at the conferences was that it wasn't like, oh, you're from Houston, Texas. You used to be in my district, which were some.
Yeah.
But we got them from around the country. But we get them from outside the country. We have people have flown in from Europe to attend our conferences, both in Washington area and in the Lake Jackson area. So I'm impressed with that. That means that we're presenting something that they're starved for. And they come to get the information and the encouragement because people don't like to be alone in their thoughts.
Yes.
And that's one thing I've noticed that people like to meet with like-minded people. And I think that's why when we have these conferences, they are like-minded people, and they seem to have a very good time meeting their old friends again and also meeting new friends.
Everyone seems to have such a great time, and it means a lot to us. I love talking to people that watch the show, that read the report. You know, the other thing we do we have the website, theronpaulinstitute.org, and our goal really there is to put up just a couple, three, four articles a day. Short, longer. We write a lot of them. Sometimes we use articles from people we know well, people that have spoken at your lunches, just to help people without too, you know, we're not writing for the policymakers and the think tanks. We're writing for our viewers, for our readers, for the real people in America, give you an idea of what it really does mean. You hear a lot of talking heads explaining every different thing that's happening in the news. We try to give you a little bit better, a little bit more of a peace and prosperity view of these things.
Right. And of course, our challenge all the time is making sure that we can finance what we do. And fortunately, we've been able to because, as you know, that we don't run up debt, we don't borrow money, and we pay the bills. And I think we accomplish a lot by it. But there's a lot more that we could do. So we're encouraging our supporters, if they like what we're doing, to send a little help our way because we're going to be doing our very best to spread a message. That's what motivates me, is spreading a message which is not complex, which is beneficial to America and to benefit to peace and prosperity throughout the world. And that's my encouragement, and I just think that it will continue. Nobody knows how many people might have been influenced. You know, we have 150,000 people, but who knows how many other people looked at it or people talked about it. So the messages are, we never know how many people saw it. So we need to keep this up. We need to keep this program going, and we hope we can get the monetary support that we need.
And to finish up on that note that Dr. Paul says, we run a tight ship. We make every penny go a very long way, but we do need those pennies. We need those nickels. We need to keep the show going. We need to have more conferences. Dr. Paul and I were talking about starting something very exciting in 19, which is to involve some more young people and start a summer school, Peace and Prosperity Summer School. We've got a lot of ideas, but we do have to finance them. That's where your support comes in. As you know, if you make your tax-deductible donation before the end of 2018, before midnight on New Year's Eve, you will get tax credit for that donation given this year. Year-end fundraising is very big. It's extremely important to us to raise that money at the end of the year so that we can do our planning, so that we can move ahead. So if you'll please make your largest, most generous tax-deductible donation to the Ron Paul Institute, keep the Liberty Report going, keep the conferences going, keep the website, the information going, help build the momentum, ronpaulinstitute.org/support. And Dr. Paul, I've been working on a very exciting project of yours recently, and this is a mini book that you've done, The Individual Versus the Collective. And this is a really exciting piece of writing. We're just doing some of the final production on it. But we are going to give every donor, every year-end donor to the Ron Paul Institute, for a minimum of a $50 donation, we're going to give you a copy of Dr. Paul's soon-to-be hot off the press, The Individual Versus the Collective, everything you need to know about what's happening in our society, in the universities, these problems we're having. We're going to mail it to you as soon as it's out. That'll be in January. So every donor of 50 and above at our year-end December fundraising, you're going to get Dr. Paul's exciting new booklet.
Thank you, Daniel. And I want to thank our viewers today for tuning in to the Ron Paul Institute Year-End Report. Please come back soon to the Liberty Report.